How'd those pull-ups go yesterday? Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. Got a nice three-rounder today. Three rounds for time of 50 double-unders, a 400-meter run, 30 sit-ups, and 20 push-press at what's generally considered a lighter loading, 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. Of course, we have the other equipment conversions. If you can't run wherever you are, you can use a bike or a rower. We've got videos showing the double under, the sit-up, and the push-press. Of course, you don't need an ab mat to do sit-ups. And this workout, well, if you don't have double unders, then all you're seeing when you look at this workout is the double unders, and I understand that. But let's say you have an average or a moderate capacity at double unders. You'll have some trips, you'll reset the rope, you'll keep going, it'll be okay, and then you're just knocking out the rest of the workout. If you fall into that camp, then largely it's going to come down to the sets of 20 push press. Even at a quote-unquote lighter weight, and we're not going below parallel, right? It's not like it's sets of 20 thrusters. That's the workout right there. That's a tough set, 20 reps at that weight, after dubs, after running, after taxing your midline with some sit-ups. So that's the crux of it. I don't expect many people at all to do those sets of 20 unbroken, even the first set. If you do, hats off, congratulations. Certainly not a requirement. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if near the end of the workout, four sets of five is what's getting you to the 20s with some short controlled breaks. So don't be shocked if that's eventually where the workout goes, because it's all about those push press. Super fitness robot time, 15 minutes or less. More likely time, 24 minutes or less. Scaled option, three rounds for time of 50 single unders or 45 seconds of double under attempts. So if you don't have double unders at all, you're still working at them, well, it's a single under day and that's great. But if you're the athlete that you do two or three or four, you trip, then you trip on the next four, then you do five, then you trip, and you're like, you're in that frustrating point, it can be useful to choose that option where you just look at the clock and for 45 seconds, you try as hard as you can with the rope, you get as many double unders as you can, doesn't matter if it's 0 or 20, and then you put the rope down and you move on to the next part of the workout. And you could do that, if that's the only part of the prescribed workout that was going to cause you some grief, then you could just, that's how you could do your double unders in the prescribed version. Then we've got 2 minutes of walking, jogging, biking, or rowing in case you're struggling with the 400 meters. 20 sit-ups instead of 30, and then 15 push-press, 75 pounds for men, 55 pounds for women. Video showing the single unders. Limited equipment crew. Well, we know what's happening here. Dumbbell push-press. Three rounds for time, 50 double unders, 400-meter run, 30 sit-ups, 15 dumbbell push-press. Pair of 50s for the men, pair of 35s for the women. Video showing that movement. No equipment workout today. Three rounds for time of 50 jumping jacks, one of the most underrated movements out there. 400-meter run, 30 sit-ups, and then 30 hand-release push-ups or 15 strict handstand push-ups, depending upon the capacity that you have. And we've got videos showing the hand-release push-up as well as a strict handstand push-up. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Three farmer's carries with a heavy load. I said 30 to 100 meters per carry because I don't know how heavy the objects are that you have to carry. They're not supposed to be maximal effort, that they just fall out of your hands and you can't use your forearms for the next 2 or 3 hours. Just three challenging carries with a couple minutes rest in between each to help build that grip strength. Or you can hang from a pull-up bar and accumulate 2 to 3 minutes. The other piece, which is a choose-your-own-adventure as well, we've got three items building some overhead strength. Just choose one of them, and if you can do all three safely, I would recommend you choose the one most outside your wheelhouse to embrace that variance. Either the overhead carry, or handstand holds and walking, or Turkish get-ups. So for the overhead carry, just lock out a pair of dumbbells, a pair of kettlebells, a barbell overhead, and you march 100 feet with it locked out overhead. You rest a couple minutes, you do it two more times. Great head-to-toe strength builder. The other option, for 2 to 4 minutes, just work on your handstand holds and walking, just some practice. Or Turkish get-ups, 3 rounds of a set of 7 to 10 with the left arm, set of 7 to 10 with the right arm, resting a couple minutes between each. You choose the loading on that. We've got a video of that movement. Cool down and stretching, as always, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the cobra stretch for the old abs, wall stretch for the shoulder, and the hamstring stretch. Each of those have videos. Each of those you will hold a couple of minutes. For most of us, tomorrow is a rest day. As always, I encourage you to take it. And I'll see you back here on Friday for more fun.